Welcome to the Whatever This Is podcast. So, for the first season, I decided to have a deep dive into people. Okay, that's basically it. I just want to talk to people about their interests, their likes, and kind of what they care about. So I asked mostly my scholarship friends, okay, all of them are my scholarship friends that are easier to get in contact with, I guess, because I'm with them all the time, you know. We literally live in the same house, basically. So I kind of asked them one by one, hey, do you want to be in this podcast? We can talk about anything you want. And kind of the first episode, I recorded like 5 episodes with them. So like the first episode is gonna be me talking to them, and like the second is gonna be kind of, yeah.
Okay, so this is our breakthrough. We've got our first Chinese scholar here. So the rest of the people before her were Indonesian scholars. And that's my hometown, so I feel more comfortable talking to them. I pitched this podcast to them in Indonesia, in Indonesian language, so I feel like more comfortable in talking that way. But this is time for an improvement. And we got Chinese scholars. Her name is Dora. Her Chinese name is Huang Yimin. I don't even know. Shit. I'm scared of saying her name wrong. Okay, Huang Yimin. I don't even know like that. The Chinese have kind of like, okay, I'm just going to stop here and just call her Dora. That's her English name, so I call her Dora. Okay, I mean I don't want to say her name wrong, so let's call her Dora. She's the most level-headed person I've ever met. Probably. She kind of gives me advice about things. I usually talk to her about kind of, oh, I'm confused with my life, blah, blah, blah. I hate going here. I talk to her about that a lot. And she kind of gives me a logical advice, you know. And I like that. I like that about her. I really like that. So I really like kind of telling her about like a little bit more serious problems in my life, and I talk about it to her, kind of like about school, about kind of missing friends, and just kind of like a lot of things that is like more serious. I usually talk about it to her. I think it's because like we use the English language, and I feel like you don't feel like yourself when you're using another language, you know? You feel like another person, so you feel more comfortable speaking about, like, deeper things about yourself. I don't know, okay? It's just a theory. But I love her. And this episode was kind of really serious. I don't know how to explain, but it's just kind of really more serious than the rest. We got a little, you know, we had a little bit more fun, but that's just how we talk, you know. We talk more serious, sometimes we talk fun, you know, like really comedic things. I watch Chinese drama, so I just tell her like, oh my god, why is this so stupid and all that, and it's fun. But this is more of kind of what I imagined the episodes would be. Like, the episodes with her are kind of like the ideal ones. I know it's kind of like degrading to the rest. I mean, we're having fun creating this podcast, right? But when I imagine this podcast, like the type of podcast that I want to create using this kind of structure is what I had with her. So I really love this episode. You know, it's more serious. It's more kind of people can listen to it. But I did have like a little less fun, you know, for like the Angels episodes. It was like so fun. We were laughing all the time. But I feel like if I want to make this into a quote unquote business, it needs to be beneficial for others. I need to have kind of something that is, you know, very attractive to people. So I think information should be that. But I don't know. I never went into this business, never tried this, so we're just going to see how it works. Yeah. So enjoy the episodes. I know this intro is like longer than the rest, but I'm feeling talkative today. So, okay.
For the third episode. Okay, God. All right, wait. For the third episode of Snack Talk, I'm going to send you some. Like, this is the IGTV version of this podcast. So I had an idea about an IGTV series.
Hello, guys. Welcome to the first episode of Snack Talk. Oh my god, I'm so excited for filming this. Well, not really, because I'm on, like, a sick leave now. It's the only time I have to film is when I'm sick. So yeah, so all right, in this first episode we're just going to chill out. I'm not going to talk about any topic that is like very specific. I'm just going to introduce you to this podcast. Well, welcome to this new podcast. Well, I don't know how you get here, which is alarming. But I don't really know how people could find podcasts, you know. Not really. I listen to podcasts, but I don't really know how I could find the podcast that I like. It just kind of is there. So can you please tell me, how did you find this? It'll make everything easier for me. So, like, I'm going to explain to you what this podcast is. What the fuck? Okay, wait, sorry, my English is very broken. English is not my first language, so yeah, I just bear with it. I'm kind of using this podcast to practice speaking English. Snack Talk is kind of an educational podcast. That's what I want it to be, an educational. So every time you hear, like, this podcast, like an episode of this podcast, you'll be like educated about some topic that is happening in this world. So yeah, I mean, I'm still a kid, obviously, you can hear it from my voice, but you know, kids have opinions, we matter. So all right, no judgment here. Okay, so Snack Talk is just like a conversational podcast. I'm going to bring people in, bring my friends, bring my family, like everyone around me, and I ask them of their opinions. They're not really experts of the subject, but they have the interest in the topic that I'm going to bring to them. So yeah, as the name says, Snack Talk. So we talk while we snack. If you see on this episode, on the episode's Instagram post, I posted a photo of nachos. So that's what I'm eating today. If you haven't eaten it yet, so it's still in front of me. But if you hear some crunching sound, that's me eating. Let me show you. Oh shit, it's actually really good. I bought it downstairs. There's like a small, like, convenience store downstairs. So I bought it there. But the cheese is already cold, which is sad. I should have eaten it right away. I was preparing all this, like, microphone. I had to apply for a sick leave. So, yeah, the cheese is not that cold. But this is what I'm eating today. This is my lunch. This is considerably not healthy. Because I'm on sick leave today because of gastritis, which means that it has to do something with the stomach. But it's like, because my eating habit's not that great. So yeah. Not exactly the food's fault, it's just me. I don't eat on time and all that. I don't have like an eating habit. happening a while, so. And, like, one of the... And the other reason is stress, which is considerably normal for people my age, which is kind of sad, but... who really cares? Anyways. I'm just going to talk to you about me, which is very narcissistic. But this is my podcast, so if you don't like it, just, you know, shut it off. Anyway, so English is not my first language. As I said before, I'm Indonesian. For most of you who don't know, it's Bali.
Oh my god.
Yo, Bali is in Indonesia, alright? Bali is not a country. Bali is, but it's a city, is it? Wait, is it a city or a province? I think it's a province, right? Bali is a province in Indonesia, alright? Indonesia is the country. Deal with it. Alright, I'm from Indonesia, not from Bali. Bali is like the eastern part, I'm from the west part. And yeah. I'm mostly from the city life in Indonesia. Now I got this scholarship for secondary school to go to Singapore. Yeah, so yeah, I guess that's about me. And that's so sad that my identity is actually my education. Oh, that's so sad. You wanna call me Dika, by the way. It's not my real name, but it's kind of a fake name that I made for myself, and I don't really like that name. It's a boy's name. And I'm a girl. It's like an Indonesian boy's name. They use that name a lot for Indonesian tests. The Indonesian language test. They use, like, from the passage, they usually use that name. It's like a very common name. But it's like very Indonesian. But it's a boy name, so. It's not my real name. I'm a girl, obviously, from my voice, I think. But I do dress up like a guy. I do, my hair is short, and people think that I'm a guy, which is very annoying. I mean, can't girls have short hair? I'm sorry, but can't girls wear, like, men's clothes? I mean, for me, like, clothes are clothes. They're not, like, men clothes. They're not, like, women clothes. Just clothes. I don't put gender on my clothes. So if I see something cool, then yeah. And sometimes boys' clothes are more of my style, so I buy boys' clothes. What's the problem? You see, this is the problem with me only talking alone without topic, because I ramble all the time and I need to keep this up for one whole hour, so keep up with me. If you like hearing my voice, then it's fine. If you don't like it, then just, you know, as I said, just shut it off. I don't need to hear that you don't like it. But I'm practicing podcasting. I really have a passion for media and creating media, so... I really want to make this work. I really want to see if I could make this work. Maybe if it's not for me, I'll find another thing to do. Well, I'm planning on studying media studies when I grow up. That all seems like a pathway for that. So, I'm just... I'm just looking forward to the future. Not really thinking about the future. I'm just, you know, living the moment. You know what I hate about getting this scholarship is that I have roommates and I don't feel comfortable recording a podcast when they're my roommates. I mean, I asked one of them to join me and kind of like this podcast, but I haven't got the time to record it with her, so it's been very stressful. Yeah, life here is very stressful. That's why I needed 6 days to get everything off my chest. And after I record this, I'll probably just go to sleep. Just watch some YouTube too. really all the stars. Yeah. I don't like this. This is just me eating. The hell. Well, let's just talk about this podcast. I don't really know what to say. It's just like me snacking and then having a topic too. But I aspire this podcast to be like very educational. To have like some educational value. Obviously not in this episode because I'm just eating and rambling. Probably I'll finish it at 15 minute mark. No, right now I'm not feeling well. I'm feeling that motivated to do anything. I haven't been motivated to do anything in a while now, and it's kind of sad. Cause kind of in my mind, I have like a lot of things to do, to like make a portfolio for college. It's like a mess. My head is a mess, but. I need to record how, you know, I'm sharing my vulnerabilities right now. It's very annoying to be here. I want to go back home. I miss my friends. Just that the environment here is very toxic. It made me a lot realize how toxic this environment is. I feel like I don't want to be here. I know this is not very good for a podcast if I'm this sad, but I couldn't find any more time to record like all along. So I kind of have to use this time to record. Maybe I'll do better next time. I think I'll do better along the way. I'm also making an IGTV series. But it's more like a diary. But now this is turning into a diary. Oh my god. So it's kind of like overlapping. But I'm trying to make it distinctly different. So this is about podcast. I think the next episode is going to be with my friend. Her name is, okay, I'm not going to disclose her name. I haven't asked her if she wants me to disclose her name. But she's my roommate. And she really, really loves K-pop. Loves anything Korean, you know, that kind of person. So we're going to talk about representation, Asian representation, and some problems in the K-pop industry. You know, the usual. But I think it'll be fun to see like her perspective on things, because she's a child and she's in love with K-pop. Or maybe I can ask the other girl. There's one other girl who likes K-pop, and but she's more blind than my roommate. My roommate talks about K-pop, but she understands the industry behind it.
But this other girl seems like very protective of her idols. So it'll be fun to see perspectives. And then I'll bring a lot of my friends here to just interview them, talk about life with them. Snacking, of course. Snacking. Please follow my IG to see for any updates of the podcast. If you want to follow the podcast, you know, follow my IG. Everything's there. Every work I'm doing to broaden my portfolio and kind of practicing for my future is all there. So please check it out. You know, give me some love. And pray for me. Alright. Pray that I get better. I think I'm suspecting that I have mental health problems. Maybe not suspecting. Maybe I do have maybe I do have mental problems. I mean, it's kind of obvious. But like, my parents aren't that good. I'm from a toxic family. I have a toxic environment, so mental problems kind of inevitable. But anyway, there isn't really much like doctors around here. I mean, I think there is, but the stigma around it is just too big for me. I think I'm going to therapy later, but in Asia, it's kind of very looked down upon. I don't know. Maybe we'll talk about it someday. But I don't feel comfortable going to therapy here, especially when I don't feel like they're experienced. Besides, I'm from Indonesia and they're from Singapore, so it's a very different environment. I don't want to go to a psychiatrist that doesn't actually know the environment I was in. And I don't really have that trust in myself to tell the truth. Do you know, right? It's kind of based on your truth. So I don't really trust myself that I know myself that good. Or that I know my environment that good. I think that it's very biased, so I don't really want to go there, but someday I will. It's kind of promise to myself someday that I will. So yeah, maybe I'll probably talk about mental health someday, because it's very a big problem in my life. But I'm pretty sure that I'm not going to talk about it alone. I need someone to talk to, or else I'll ramble around like this. I didn't actually prepare any script for this, so it's kind of understandable that it's a mess. I kind of like that it's a mess. It's kind of the vibe here. It should be a mess. It should be like very messy. I kind of like the vibe. No, this is like very low quality, but that's kind of like the appeal that I want to get. I want it to be high quality. I want it to feel real. I want it to feel like I'm a human and that you are too. Please, if you want to, or you want to say anything about this, about any of my work, just DM me. Alright, DM me. I have my Instagrams down below, just DM me. You know, I'm always on. I'll answer you guys. I think my work is not my best. I haven't had the time to do work that I'm really proud of. All of my work are not the best of me. That's how I believe. But maybe it is. But having just my practice and just kind of study. And this kind of, what do you call it? And this kind of sector. In this kind of sector. Right, it's called sector, right? I don't even know. Anyways, I didn't actually want to do like media studies. I didn't want to do like journalism and all that stuff. I wanted to do like psychology, right? I wanted to do like social work. But I realized I really, really, really love YouTube, which is kind of weird for you guys, but I really love YouTube and the algorithm and the people inside it, the creators, everything about YouTube. Then I realized I really love storytelling, right? And I decided to go journalism. But then when I started to read the news, it is fucking shit. The news is fucking shit. I think it's because the things that I read are like really poorly written, or just like not that enticing to me. It's just news, right? But what I love is storytelling. So I started reading like long form journalism, right? I started like listening to podcasts about journalism. And around then,
And around then, I fell in love with journalism, but to a certain type of it. It's disgusting, but I chose media studies. Yeah, how did I get to that decision? I forgot, really. But what I knew is if I wanted to do journalism, what I want to do is investigative. That's what I wanted to do. It seems fun and kind of useful. Rather than just telling what happened to people. Yeah. I think investigative is more using your head. Because I love thinking. I love learning. So, yeah, I think investigative. Maybe, but I don't really know the environment of journalism. How do you say it? The surrounding of journalism? The habitat? I don't even know. My English is very broken. But I don't really know the habitat of journalism, so I cannot really judge. But this is what I know from how that I don't like normal journalism. I like the New York Times has a sector. What do you call it? Oh my god, what do you call it? My vocab is very broken. They have like a category. Let's say category, right? Of opinions, right? The name is opinions. So it's everyone's opinions can be put there, I think. I don't know how it works really. But I kinda like reading it. I really, really like reading it. I love New York Times for its YouTube channel actually. Yeah, YouTube is where I get my main source of information, which is because YouTube is a video, right? It's very enticing. I don't need time to read. So people just tell me what's the book about or something like that. So I just don't actually need to read. It's the best thing ever. YouTube is the best thing ever. So I really love the content of New York Times in the videos and the opinions category. And I kind of fell in love with that, but I don't know how to make that as a job that pays. Yeah, that's the thing. I don't really like the job. I kind of want to make like my own company. Like in the future, I want to make my own company. I have a vision for it. But I won't have money to like create that company in the first place. So I need a job that pays. So yeah, that's kind of the point. I'm kind of hoping that this will work. This podcast will make money, or my Instagram will make money, but I don't see a future in that. I don't like creating content on my own. Like, I don't know why. Because, like, Instagram podcast and all that thing, you have to, like, create content constantly. But why I like is, like, create content that are different like every time. But right now I don't think I have the money to do that. I don't have the time to do that. So I'd rather just do this, you know, making mediocre content, but just for practice. You know, this is not for money. Obviously I cannot make money. I kinda hope I can, but I don't think so. So it's just for fun. It's just, I'm not going to make this a business. I have my own views on my business. And I'm going to do it later when I have money, when I save up after I do a 9-to-5 job. I think I really don't want a 9-to-5 job. I need people who are very looking down upon a 9-to-5 job. But I think it's a great way to make money. I think I'm just going to make money from a 9-to-5 job and just like save up and then quit my own company. Because I'm gonna live my life like working for others. I'm so tired of that. I'm so not for working 9-to-5. And I don't mind working 9-to-5. I just don't like people who like
tell me what to do. I want to be my own boss. Okay. You know, I'm still making up my mind, kid. As I said, I'm a kid, so please don't hate me if my opinions are different than yours. Which shouldn't be a hard thing. I mean, you should be accepting of each other. Anyway, my night's actually done. So, technically, the conversation is done. I'm so sorry. This seems like a mess. If you hear this and be like, I'm not subscribing to this podcast, then so be it. But if you like it, listen to, like, this kind of content. I mean, you cannot use this content to judge the full content of the podcast. I don't know how it's going to turn out, but just, you know, tune in on the next episode and let me show you what we got. Okay, this is very underwhelming. I don't even get how people can record like this, but see, if I try this later, like, when I go to work, it's going to be a mess for me. So it's better to try now and fail now than fail later, right? Alright. Anyways. I guess we're done. Let's just wait for the 30 minutes mark. But my nachos are done. Oh my god. My legs are hurting. Shit, it's actually spicy. I think I ate wrong. I think I ate the chili. Shit. You guys, be check out my Instagram, please. Oh my god, people are worried if I'm sick because I didn't tell anyone. They're like texting me, are you okay? Are you sick? Yeah, I'm sick. Are you home? Yeah, I'm home. Anyways, yesterday was my friend's birthday. It was fun. We pranked her. And it was very... Oh my god, my followers turned to 68. Oh shit. Fuck. Who unfollowed me? No. Who unfollowed me? Are you kidding me? Wait, who unfollowed me? No. It's kind of a joke. You know, it seems like not a big deal that someone unfollowed me, but my Instagram was 69. I know it's such a childish thing to do, but it's just fun. It's like 69 posts, 69 followers, and 69 following, but now my followers turned to 68. Then I used my second account to follow myself. My god, I'm such a mess. Where is it? Charlene. Oh my god. Where's my follow? Then I got 69. That's it. I'm so sorry. I feel distracted. This feels like such a mess. I think I need to, like, prepare more for the next episode. Let's just enjoy the shittiness of this one. I think I need to listen to more podcasts to see how they do it. Because they have a topic, they have people to talk to. I'm just going to try and find, like, the people that are speaking alone and see how they do it. Because I cannot do this. How is this? Right? Oh shit, sorry. This is such a mess. Oh my god. Unable to build extensive infrastructure to support tourism. Possible risk of eruption such as in Mount Otake. What is this? No, I miss geography. I'm going to fail. Subjected to fluctuations such as after an eruption,
visitors will be too afraid to come. No way. Wait, I'm going to end it exactly at 30 mark. Wait, I'm just going to say the end line. It's keep it bougie, babes. It's the end line in my Instagram, by the way. Check it out, Creative Diaries by Dika. This is such a mess. I love it. Keep it bougie, babes. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Okay, so this next girl is Rachel. Obviously, she's one of the scholar friends that I have here. So, Rachel. She's fun. She loves Zodiac. She loves watching TikToks. She watch like literally every video on the internet or whatever, and she makes TikToks. She's fun to be with. She's very comedic. She's very funny, and she kind of has like a sense of improvement. She's really smart, and her head's in the right space, I might say. I don't know how to say it, but I feel like she is on the right track of life. I know it's kind of weird, just have this feeling about her that she always wants to improve, and I kind of like that in a person. She always kind of wants to improve herself. She reads self-improvement books, and it's fun. And she's kind of like the only person here who is comfortable about talking kind of sexual things. None. Like, the rest of them are very conservative, let's say. But she and me loves, you know, making jokes that are very sexual and very inappropriate. It doesn't matter that we're girls, you know. It doesn't matter to her. It doesn't matter to me. And I feel comfortable with her, you know, because I can talk about literally the most embarrassing thing that I have. So, yeah. She's Rachel. You guys will get to know her in the next episodes. So, you know, enjoy.
We're on take two now because I did the first take wrong. Anyways, welcome to the Snack Talk podcast. The first episode was a mess. Oh my god, I heard it. I was like, such a mess. What is wrong with me? But anyways, this is like trial and error, so you see everything. This is very real and all that, so enjoy my mess ups. Alright, so today we have nabati, but it's an Indonesian dish. It's not a dish, wait, what? Indonesian snack. It's very good, you know. If you haven't tried it, you need to find it, but I don't think they exported these things. It's really hard to find nabati bites in Singapore. You need to find like the cheap like supermarkets, because it's not in like, it's not selling in like the big supermarkets, like the dark market. Yeah, I don't know, but I never really tried and find nabati. The nabati just found me. This is so disgusting. Anyways, today is the March holidays, and the coronavirus is everywhere. So yeah, everyone is freaking out, everyone is panicking, but I'm just staying here being bored. This is not a good thing. No, I failed my test. Yeah, I failed my like first big test. I failed all of them, and I feel like shit because of it. It's just not, I'm not in a mood on learning right now. My head's a mess. And my life's a mess, so. Just going to, you know, stay focused, take it minute by minute, alright? Anyways, this podcast is breaking down. It's deteriorating. Can't find time to record. And I don't know, I feel very insecure with my own voice, so kind of, I don't want to do this. I kind of have, like, a lot of plans of, like, recording stuff. I had a plan for an IGTV series, as you heard, probably heard in the first episode. But I don't think it's working out right now. So, yeah, we just did it minute by minute. I'm such, how do you call it in English? In Indonesia, we call it labil. It's like we cannot make decisions for ourselves. Very indecisive, let's say. Yeah. But labil is like going back and forth, you know? Like you choose one thing and then you're like, no, thank you. And then you go back and then you want it again. So it's kind of going back and forth. That's called labil in Indonesia. I'm teaching you the slangs. But yeah, I'm kind of being indecisive about what I want to do. Yeah, I mean, I kind of want to practice like being like, what do you call it, an influencer. But no, I don't want to be an influencer. It's like I want to be a TV show host. I kind of want to practice that, but I'm not really comfortable with shooting this podcast with my friends, so I'm not yet to that phase. Okay, something fell down. Wait, what? Oh shit. Anyways, so you guys get to go along with as I figure this out. Yeah. So today we're talking about feeling insecure about scores, about grades. Yeah. So, I feel like I have a toxic family. Like, that's not... yeah, that's not really a debate there. I have a toxic family. And, yeah, I already don't talk to them that often, which is kind of sad. But I kind of have to do it to make me feel sane. But they always put that thought in my mind that if you don't have a high score, you're stupid. If you don't have a high score, you don't deserve love. You know, that kind of normal thing that parents do. Wait, but... like... I feel really sad about my scores. But then I act like I'm fine. You know, usually. But it's like... I don't know, I shouldn't feel bad that my scores are bad. And I just have to work harder. But like... working harder is means like accepting the fact that you're stupid, right? You understand what I'm feeling? I don't know, I think it's weird, because if I study harder, if I work hard, it means that I'm admitting that I'm stupid, you know? Like, if you change, maybe if you are determined to change, then you are kind of admitting that you have something wrong with yourself. It's like, I want to try and fix myself. Let's say I have a commitment that I want to try and fix myself. It means that I am admitting that I'm broken. So it's kind of that thing. It's my reluctance to learning. I actually really, really love learning. I love like knowing new things. Because for me, essentially it makes me feel smart. Right? Yeah. Learning makes you feel smart. It's kind of why I like learning. Well, but anyways, I'm ranting off here because I have ADHD. But season 2, I'm going to interview people. So season 1, let's say it's 10 episodes. It's just going to be me. Season 2 will be 10 episodes of me talking to the same person. So every season, it's going to be a different person. Let's like dive deep into a person's mind. That seems like a great idea, right? Yeah. I just hope that I don't change my mind. Anyway, let's go back to the main topic about feeling insecure about grades. We were talking about meritocracy. Yeah, meritocracy. And someone says that meritocracy causes causes students to equate merit with their self-worth, which is kind of true for me. I feel like if I don't get the highest scores, or like if I don't get a good score that I'm proud of, That means I'm not worth it. You know. But I'm a Christian. I'm not really a good Christian. But there was one person that said to me, I hate Christians, by the way. Christians in my community are assholes. I hate Christians. But I'm a Christian, so kinda. I mean, I'm not really a good Christian. Anyway, that's another problem. But I don't believe in community as a Christian. Because every community I've been, like in church or in like in the whole congregation, they never really been that good to me. So I don't believe in community as a Christian. Anyways, oh my god, I do have ADHD because I went off. Anyways, as Christians, I feel like the most important thing, because you have like labels about yourself, right? You have labels. Maybe you're a son, you're a daughter, you're a student, you're a sister, a brother, a parent, a mom, a dad, right? And when you put that as the first thing that identifies you, that it would crumble when you fail. For example, when you firstly identify as a mom, then when you suddenly your child has a mental illness or something, has a problem that is your fault, that some part of it is your fault, then you feel like you are not worth anything, right? Because the first thing that you identify as is a mom, and you failed at being a mom. Do you get what I mean? So my first identity is as a student, as a scholar, and when my grades dropped, like, significantly, it was like, oh my god, it was like a cliff, man. What the hell? It dropped significantly. It was like a straight fucking line. But anyways, when it dropped, I feel like I am nothing. And I tried to reason with myself. No, no, no. You have good communication skills. You have people. You have friends. You have people who care about you. You care about people. And that's your strong point. But I still put myself as a student as the first identity of me. So when my grades fell, you know, that's what I feel. Yeah, I feel like shit every day. I hate learning now. And I know, as a Christian, the first identity you need to have is a son or a daughter of God. That's your first identity. And the Christian believes that God... Oh, shit. I keep drinking. The Christian believes that God will never leave us alone. Like, wait, that's not how I say it. Whatever happens, we will always be this child of God, right? So technically, if I put that as my first identity, I won't feel any insecurity about myself, because whatever happens in my life, I'm still the child of God. That's the kind of belief that, you know, that someone said to me. But it's kind of hard when everyone around you says you're a scholar, you have to be smart, your scores must be like higher and all that, so it's kind of annoying. And God, that I have to work harder, because every time I want to learn, I get sorry, my head's such a mess. Because like, I have mental problems. I know, like, I say this like a lot of times to like reason with myself, like, what I don't want to learn, I say, oh yeah, you're having anxiety today, so you don't need to learn. So it's kind of I'm using my mental health to, you know, reason with myself. But I know that's wrong. I'm like using the self-care, quote unquote self-care, as a reason to not do work, right? Okay, that's not a thing. That shouldn't be a thing. Like, I get it, self-care is real, but you don't overuse it to procrastinate. Yeah, 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 and you know, I still do it. I know all that, and I still do it. me making this podcast is procrastinating. Because I should be learning right now. But I don't even know where to start. I really don't even know where to start. I feel like I have fallen out of love for learning. You know? Which is kind of sad. Because I really, really do want to learn. Yeah, after this, after I record this, probably going to take class and learn for the whole day. Our others are having fun. My friends are going to play badminton with their local friends. So yeah, they're having fun and I'm here learning. I mean, it's fun for them because they have high scores. You know, I don't deserve to have fun and all that shit. I don't know. I feel like such a mess right now. I've been having anxiety attacks. Again. Okay. Pretty sure I should not be saying this. Like, I should not label it. You know? Because I don't have the right to label. But I feel like I've been, like, having anxiety and depression for, like, a whole lot now. I used to have this. When I was 8th grade, it was like such a stressful time for me. Like, depression and anxiety comes like interchangeably. So if I don't have depression, I have anxiety. I don't know if that's true. That's just probably in my head because I'm not a psychologist. I can't get diagnosed by myself. But yeah, and we don't really have the resources to go to a psychologist right now. So yeah, it kind of sucks without knowing if I have an illness. And my friend told me that, and I told her about this illness thing. She said that, let's just not label it. She said, you know there's something wrong with you, so fix it. So it's not important when you diagnose it. So she's like saying, now you know you have a problem, just fix it. Don't focus on diagnosing it. You know, don't waste your time on diagnosing shit when you have more shit to fix. And I'm like, I don't know how to fix this. You know, I don't understand anything. That's why I'm diagnosing myself for years now. I don't understand anything I'm going through. So when the insecurity thing with the me feeling shitty, me feeling like hell, and my recurring panic attacks, I don't know how to deal with this. You know, I've tried self-care, you know. I have like essential oils that make me feel calm. But like, it's not working, man. It's still a cycle. Either depression or anxiety, it's your choice. But it's like, I know it's labeling. And I know I'm rambling. I feel like such a mess right now. The second episode is such a mess. Again. Wow. I feel like it's not surprising that this is a mess. But if you're still hearing this until now, it means that I'm doing something right. Okay, anyways. But like, I need to diagnose myself to actually know what is going on and to fix it. I cannot afford a psychologist, I'm sorry. I really can't. I mean, I would love to have medicine for this. Anything. Just to make it easier. But like, yeah, I'm reasoning with myself. The people in my batch, right? The people in the scholarship batch. The scholarship batch from Indonesia. They seem to have perfect lives, you know. None of them seem to have like mental problems, just like me. I have mental illness. I have two, probably. Three. Five. Whatever. And they seem to do well. You know, but for me, I have to learn. When I have to study. When I am in the mood to study. Because if not, nothing will go in. It's such a hassle, you know. I have to study when my mood goes to. I think I can force myself to do it. But then my brain would literally hurt. I would literally hurt myself. I've been thinking back to cutting myself again. I used to do it in like 8th grade. But it was like the most stressful fucking time in my life. And my mental was not ready. My mentality was not ready. But now I feel like I'm going to go through my 8th grade again. So I feel like I can see it coming that I feel stressed, that I feel shitty of myself. I can see that through the symptoms now, because it's similar to the symptoms when I experienced it at 8th grade. So I'm just kind of waiting for my doom right now. I'm just kind of preparing myself to not kill myself. But I don't think it will be that hard. I think because right now my mentality is more ready than when I was at 8th grade. And I'm now like distancing myself from my family. So it's like one less problem. One less huge ass problem. So yeah, I feel like I need to be more ready. I am more ready, right? But seeing that I'm still feeling insecure about my grades makes me think that I have not yet fully changed, which is annoying. You know, I tried so hard for 2 years, 3 years to change myself, to not be so caught up on grades. You know, I was crying like all day when I was like 6th grade because of my scores. And it's like Indonesian education system. Technically, if I didn't learn anything, I didn't like pay attention at school, I didn't do self-study, I could pass the grade. Because like Indonesian education system is like shit. No offense. And right now I'm in the Singaporean education system, which is like number one in the world. Like what the hell, man? It's very hard for me to adapt. And I don't have the mind for it, I don't have the mentality for it. I'm supposed to have, because I've been through a lot of shit in the past. You know, and I feel so insecure about my grades when I was in Indonesia and I was passing. Right now I'm not passing at all. Wow. I'm just looking forward to feeling shitty all year long. I don't want to feel shitty, but it's just parents keep were like integrating it in my mind for years. You think I can just push it away? Are you kidding me? It's like 12 years of bullshit in my head, and you think I could push it away in just one blink? What the hell, man? I just want to ask people around me to calm down, to just stop it. You know, stop pressuring me. And it's just like in my head, I know they're not saying anything. But like, I feel like so pressured now. I know I'm just pushing, like putting it in my head because I think that's right. You know, yesterday, our like officer, what do you call it? Officer, like the one who takes care of us, he called us and talked about the grades. Of course, I was the worst out of all of them. They were all passing except for me. Right, so like he said that I have to learn more, blah blah blah, but he wasn't angry, and I was crying that night, you know, because I was so scared, you know, when I thought when he kind of gave me like he kind of gave all of us a notice that we have to meet him about our grades. I was crying because after it, he didn't really degrade me. He didn't do anything to make me feel bad about myself. I was expecting him to be angry at me. I was expecting him to, like, I don't know, be disappointed or something. But he said it in a way that is like so nice. And I never received that from my parents. I was scared because he's like our parent here, right? And I thought that with my grades really that low, he's going to like scold me and get angry with me. But he didn't. I feel so amazing.
You know, this sucks. But I was expecting him to be angry at me, to like scold me. So like how my parents did when I was young. So it just felt so amazing. And then I realized, oh, this is how my childhood should have been. This is how I should have been treated about my grades. I didn't feel bad. After that meeting, I just felt like I have to do more. And I'm crying. I'm such a mess. God damn it. It's hard fixing like a 50-year problem. I just feel so happy. You know, it's the first time that I was treated well. Even though my grades are very, 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 very low. He didn't make me feel bad. He made me feel better about myself. So yeah. That's a story. And I'm crying. God damn it. I'm pretty sure my parents are not allowed to see this. I'm not going to let my parents see this. Oh my god, they would be so sad. Like, they're horrible parents, no offense. I feel like shit. Damn it. I wanted to go home. I want to go back to Indonesia. But like, when I think about my parents, I'm just grateful that I'm here and not with them anymore. That's so sad. Oh my god. I feel like I have the mentality in my mind that I have the reasoning in my mind that you cannot feel guilty, you cannot feel regret that you're coming here, because you have to feel grateful that you can get away from your toxic family. That is so sad. I can't feel regret for coming here because it would have been much worse back there. God damn it. So I have to like make the most of this situation. Oh my god. I cannot regret coming here. I regret it a lot of times, but that I think about my parents. And how awful they treated me. And then I feel grateful. That's such a mess. That's such a wrong thing to feel. But trust me, it was awful living there. God, okay, I'm gonna stop crying now. I need to stop crying now. Oh my god. I feel like such a mess. And now my friends cannot see this because I'll feel embarrassed. Oh god. Anyways. God. Oh god. No, I just want to cry all day. No, I have to learn. I have so many homework to do. Anyways, okay, please keep me up to date. I'll keep you guys up to date with my grades if you want to. Oh god, wow, that's such a mess. Wow, the second episode is much more a mess than the first one. Oh god, damn it. Okay, anyways. The thing you must take away from this and don't let your grades define you. Yeah. Don't let your grades define you. You have so much more than your grades. Okay. You have your personality. You have virtues. You have other things that can define you. Please don't let your grades define you. It doesn't define your smartness. It doesn't define who you are. How smart you are doesn't define who you are. Remember that. Okay. How high your IQ is doesn't define who you are. You are you. That's it. Okay? Don't put labels on yourself. Don't put that you're smart, that you're stupid, or anything. Don't put labels on yourself, especially about grades, okay? Stay strong, everyone. You can do it with hard work. You can get high grades. Or if you don't want to chase grades, That's fine. It's you. It's about you, okay? It's about how you feel. Do you feel good? When you get good grades, do you not feel good?
Oh my god.
It's about you guys, okay? Fighting, everyone. We can do this together. This is so, such a cliche of being like, such a cliche of being like students. Ooh. Using grades to define themselves, such a cliche. But do whatever you want, okay? Do whatever makes you happy, alright? Be a doctor, be a lawyer, anything you want. Be an artist, be a freelancer. Do whatever you want. Please don't let other expectations define you, okay? I love you all. Please take care of yourself. The education system is not enough to define. It's not enough to define how smart you are. You guys are, okay? And I get that if, like, a lot of you are not. A lot of you are not good with. A lot of you are not good with doing tests and good at school stuff, and that's fine. Or if you don't have any talents, and that's fine. You're human and that's important, okay? That in itself, it's an important identity that you're a human being, okay? God. If you don't have any talents, it's okay. Don't have any dreams, it's okay. Everything is fine. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm such a mess. Anyway, I'm shutting off now. Keep it bougie, babe. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to the first episode of Snack Talk. I'm not really used to saying, you know, to know.
Hello.
Yang rekodnya ini atau ininya?
Hai. Hai.
Oke, harus ini. Coba ngomong di sana. Gue mau sama itu ngomongnya di situ.
Ya cobain lah kayak it's gini sama kayak gini gitu.
Anjing. Kita mau snack apa sih? Kita bikin Indomie aja. Tuh kayak dia enggak kedengeran anjing kalau misalnya gue sejauh gini teh.
Harus dari sini ya.
Tapi yeah. Ini keras banget deh, gue mau tes. Coba kita tes sama. Ini kalau misalnya deket sama. Ini kalau misalnya kita deket sama Bing, cuma suaranya bisik-bisik. Ini kalau misalnya deket sama Bing, cuma suaranya teriak.
Ini kalau misalnya jauh dari mic, tapi suaranya rada teriak. Ini kalau misalnya jauh dari mic, tapi suaranya pelan-pelan.
Well, welcome to the Whatever This Is podcast, and welcome to the first season. I'm so excited that I'm actually kind of publishing this. This is kind of like my first time of making a podcast where, so this is kind of like very awkward and I don't know what to do. But it's gonna be really, really fun. And the first season is gonna be about my friends, my scholarship friends, because it's easier for me to ask them kind of, hey, do you want to be in this podcast? And they can just kind of set aside a few hours for me to kind of, you know, record it with them. So this is about my friends, and I cater the topics to what they're interested about, what they know, what they kind of like to do.
Welcome to the podcast.